Hey guys, welcome to Monday Flourish with me, Angie Bauer. I'm so excited you are here. Check out this review from one of our listeners. It says, I'm a podcast junkie. I'll listen to just about everything, but Angie's podcast is definitely one of my favorites. It's inspiring, refreshing, and down to earth. Stop reading this review and go listen to it now. Thanks, Jessica Seabe. We really appreciate you taking the time to leave us a review for our podcast. Are you ready for today's episode where we get a quick, fast message to get our week going? Guys, this week I heard a lot about the message of trials and struggles in our life. And it was interesting this morning, I woke up with the song Raise a Hallelujah in my head. Now, you might laugh and say, okay, that's great. But why that song is particularly special this morning is how amazing God is. If you know the song, it is just one that will get you going and singing the top of your lungs in your car. And this message isn't about the song, it's actually about walking through trials. Guys, this year, 2019, has been one of those years that we have had one trial after another. It's amazing because trials are something that oftentimes we look at as bad. We look at as a struggle. These trials are attacks. Attacks that sometimes we don't even understand where they are coming from. But I can tell you that the enemy isn't very happy, and that's why we're getting attacked. And as I was hearing all these messages of trials and attacks and everything, it made me go back to a post that I had posted on my Facebook page about attacks. Now guys, I'm here to say that this year has been one that I have had personal attacks, I have had mental attacks, I have had provisionary attacks, my attacks have been on myself, thinking that I wasn't worthy, thinking that I wasn't good, sitting in a place of I can't and I can't move forward, which I've talked about before. It has been an attack on my marriage and the very core of who we are together as a couple, who we are together as heads of our family. It has been an attack on my kids and behavior and things that have happened, bullying, and it has been an attack on us in our financials. It has been an attack on feeling not worthy. And that's kind of where I want to sit today. Because as I talk to more and more women and men, the feeling of not feeling worthy, of not feeling worthy of going forward, or dreaming that big dream, or taking that step, or praying, or walking in a relationship with God, is so in everyone's message. That feeling of not good enough, of not pretty enough, that we don't have good enough, is there. Now, I know I've talked about this before and all of that, but I wanted to talk a little bit about this. I was talking to a friend, and I was telling her some things that have been happening, and I said last night as I slept, I came to the realization that these attacks are an honor. Yes, I said an honor. It means I'm on the right track. And listening to God and going for what is right and where I'm supposed to be. If we continue to sit in the I'm not worthy, if we continue to sit in the I'm not fill in the blank, pretty enough, have enough money, have the right last name, have the right clothes, whatever it is, if we continue to sit there, guys, We are robbing the world of our talents, of our God-given talents. Now, one of the hardest things in our life this year, for me anyways, was when my husband said, let's start a church. I'm sure maybe some of you have heard this story before, but it was right after Christmas 2018. We're almost coming up on a year. And I remember him coming to me after a service we were sitting at in our church, and him coming and looking at me and said, Angie, I think we're supposed to open a church. He said, no, I know we're supposed to open a church. I want you to pray about it. Now, in my heart, we were moving. We were going to a new adventure. I'm a creative, so let's go. Let's have an adventure and move. Like, I'm ready. And you're telling me to stay and I have to pray about it? I'm going to be really honest here, guys. I told my husband, no, I'm going, and so are the girls. You can see us on the weekends if you want, but I'm not staying. He looked at me and said, Angie, I really, really am asking you to pray about it. And I said in my not so kind voice, yeah, right, I'll pray about it. So, if you know me at all, I might be a tad bit stubborn and a tad bit sarcastic, so both of those came out in that comment. Now, I sat there for a few weeks. Yes, I'm saying a few weeks because I told you I'm stubborn. So, I sat there in a few weeks and I was like, I'm not going to pray about it. And I kept saying to God, I'm not praying about this. If you think I'm going to pray about this, phew, you got another thing coming. I said it was almost like I was flipping God off and saying, yeah, I'm not coming to you for this answer. I already know it. We're moving. But if you know anything about God, he kept moving in my heart. And he kept saying, just pray. And so finally, one day in January, I decided to pray. Now, I have to say that my prayer was not one of, you know, reverence and getting down on my knees and thanking God for this. No, it was one, okay, I'm here. I'm praying about it. Are you happy? You finally got me here. Have you ever been there before? Like, fine, I'm here, but I'm not happy about it. God and I have that a lot because, again, I'm stubborn. But maybe you've been there before too. You keep feeling that feeling in your heart like you should just surrender and you should just come to God and pray, and it's the last thing you want to do. Well, that was this day. It was the last thing I wanted to do because in my heart I already knew the answer and I did not want it confirmed by from a prayer. I just didn't. I wanted to pretend like in my human brain, if I didn't pray about it and I didn't get the answer from God, that it was going to be okay and we were going to move. But I prayed. And it was almost an instant whisper answer. Angie, it's exactly where you guys are supposed to be. Do you remember the words spoken over you when you were 17? I quickly jumped up and was like, oh God, we're not going back to the words that were spoken over me at 17 because I told you at 17 that I wasn't going there. And he, in his humor that only he has, said, I told you that's exactly where you're going. And it was spoken over you at 17. Ready or not, here you go. So if you're wondering what was spoken over me at 17, because of course, like you can't just say that and not know, right? Was that I was going to be in ministry, that I was going to share the word and be in ministry, if it was missions, if it was something. And I quickly told that person at 17 that they spoke over the wrong person and that I was not the girl, that I was not worthy, not smart enough, not knowledgeable enough, I was not. So here I'm sitting in 2019 and I'm hearing the message again, but this time I'm hearing the message from my husband, and then coming down and praying and hearing it again from God. Now, you have to understand that I still had my arms crossed and my forehead not very happy look, right? You know that look, that squinty eye, wrinkly forehead, like, I'm really not going to give into this, but okay. So I went to my husband and I said, I hate you. I said that to him. He would even say yes. I hate you right now. But you're right. Now, the reason why I said I hate you right now is because the next words were, you are right. And that means we're staying. And that means we're opening a church. And that means I'm actually going to have to step into the calling that I knew all along in my life was there. It wasn't so much that I hated my husband, because I love him very much, don't get me wrong, but I was just so ugh about the situation. Have you ever been in a situation where you want to not have to say you're right? Have you ever been in a situation where you're like, but I know what's best for me. Like, let's not listen to anyone else. I'm sure you have, because you're human. And that's exactly where I was sitting. Now, that day was a day, it was a Monday. And so I went to my husband and I said, you're right, and all of that. And that afternoon we got a phone call that someone wanted to look at our house. Now, if you know, I had sold my businesses and all of that, and the only thing that was holding us here was that our house needed to sell. And that afternoon, we got a phone call that someone wanted to look at our house. Are you seeing the humor in this? Because I wasn't at the time. So that afternoon, we agreed to have someone look at the house, and the next day, they looked at it and made an offer. It was our first offer and our only second showing since August. No, September. Sorry, since September. And it was now January. In 6 weeks, they wanted to close, and I and my family had nowhere to move. We were opening a church. We had sold my businesses. My husband had stepped away from his CEO job. And we had nowhere to live. I think I mentioned that, right? So I looked at my husband and I said, okay, if we're going to do this, we're moving into the church. And he said, really? He's like, okay. And I'm like, nope, we're moving into the church and we're tearing walls down and we're making a living space. And he said, can we just take it easy and just like move into the classrooms and just like have, you know, I said, nope, we're putting in a kitchen, bathrooms, bedrooms, like a family room. We're doing this. If we're moving, we have 6 weeks and let's go. In my heart of hearts, I was truly hoping he'd be like, okay, never mind. We won't tackle this. It's too hard. You're right. We can't do this. You're right. This is a crazy idea. Oh, how I wish that would have been the answer. But no, he said, okay, let's go. He goes, let's plan it out. So that afternoon, I sketched out what I wanted my house to look like upstairs of the church. Again, thinking he'd be like, this is way too hard. We only have 6 weeks. Angie, what are you thinking? But nope, he's used to being married to me. So he said, how hard can this be? Because that's Angie's famous saying. And we got to work. And we built our house upstairs in our church. 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a kitchen, and a family room. All cozy, ready for our family to move in. And we started a church. We have now been open for 6 months. We're small, we're growing, we have great ideas, and we're excited to see where God is going to take us. Now, you're probably wondering what this has to do with trials and not feeling worthy and all the things that I started this out with. But here's what I have to say about it. In this year, I've told you, we have been hit by everything you can imagine. Okay, pretty much everything you can imagine. But here's one thing true. In all the heartaches, in the deaths of very special people in our family, my brother, my uncle, in all the things, one thing has stayed true. Is God's whisper in my heart that we are on the right path. That even though there are days when I did not know if we would stay married, even on days when my kids were off the hook, actually just one, was off the hook and doing things that I didn't ever expect my kids to be doing at the young ages they were, at times I felt like just giving up and giving in and being like, take me anywhere but here. Just please take it away. The trials continued, but here's what's cool. I'm so thankful for those trials. The raise a hallelujah is a thanksgiving of where and how God has taken us and protected us and provided for us this year. 2020 is gonna start in a few weeks, and I'm looking forward to the new year. My husband and I have both said, whew, 2019 can go, and 2020 is looking exciting. So I had a choice, and so do you. You can sit in these attacks and let the thoughts take you to bad places, or you can go to God and put on the armor and go head up high, right through it, watching your tongue and the way you react. Listening to God and going forward is your best choice. Heads up, friends. God is right next to you, even if it does not feel like it at this moment. There were days when you will look back and see it. And you will realize you are stronger than you were before. That's the cool thing about this year, guys. I'm not the same person back in January 2019 as I am now sitting here in November. Our family is not the same family it was the beginning of 2019. We have changed, we have grown, we have become a little bit more of where and how God wants us. So if you are sitting in a trial, if you're sitting in a struggle, if you're sitting in all the heaviness, know, my friend, you are loved. There is a God who loves you more than you even realize. You've got this. You got this. He is sculpting you into something even greater. I know I used to hate hearing that. It's so hard to hear that. But guys, I'm here to say on the other end of a whole bunch of struggles and trials, and I'm sure they're still gonna hit, it is a beautiful story. And you've got this. I would love to pray for you and cheer you on. If you want to private message me, you can find me at Angie Bauer Design on Facebook, on Instagram, on website. PM me, message me. I would love to pray for you. Thank you so much for listening to this Flourish on Monday message. It just means so much to me. If you have not subscribed, or you know someone who needs to listen to this, can you hit the subscribe button and then share it out on your social media, on your Instagram stories? We would love for you to share it out. And if you could leave a review, guys, I would be so grateful. That is like a huge hug virtually for me when I see the reviews come in. I read each one. Guys, until next week, keep moving. You've got this. You are stronger than you know.